beginnen grand da was sagt sie beim stab stress beginnen aber basic in test master beginnen die gemach mehr sie haben schikidisch auch aber sache ist aber cool we're going in this case of when you have the shemeres yavim that one of the brothers got engaged to her sister cool etc so then we say this halacha we tell him to wait until his brother does something with the yavam. Now Imri, he says two qualifications in this halacha. First of all, as the case is the dafka kiddush, specifically if the brother did kedushin to her sister, and then Imri hamtim lisa, then we tell him to wait to get married. The reason is Mishum Dushasna is suing because when he's going to get married, there it's going to appear like Kenoy Sachlis Akukas as if he's getting married to the woman that he has Zika to. That's problematic. But if you already got married to her, she used to come there where she's a bona fide wife, then that totally removes the Zika. Then you don't have to wait from having Bia. Moreover, but after Kiddush Achan Afilat, specifically we got engaged to the sister after the Yavama fell for Yibim Fem. It's like obviously from the Gemara later on the Menal. To be Kiddush, be Isur Ayri, we were told where the Kiddushan was prohibited, like over here, the Maskela, where the Gemara concludes that Mesa Ishtar, that in other words, if the sister that he got engaged to died, then Mutabi Vimta then is permitted in the Yavama. Why? Mishum Dahab Yavama Shuhutra, Benesav Achazu Hutra, because it's a case of the Yavama was permitted. At the time, then the Fila, he wasn't engaged yet to her sister. Then Menestash became forbidden because he got engaged to her sister. Then Machaz Bahutri, go back to the original Heter when that sister that didn't get you dies. Kiddush had to come to, and so you're just proving that that's the case we're talking about, where the Kiddush was after the Nefila. But says that Kiddush had to come to the Fila, but if let's say he permissibly was engaged to her before the Nefila, where she was not the sister of the Zakuka at the time of the Kiddush, then ends of Laham Klav, then even if it's not married, you don't have to wait even at all, even regarding getting married. So those are two qualifications of the Yukum of this halacha, which are exempt from this halacha. Next says Masla, beginning with the Gemara, I'm in the Hamtin. We tell him, wait till your brother does something. Says Tais, asked the second look, he says, Lomitzok Lahamtin, why does he have to wait? Why? To give him the Kiddush, once he did Kiddush to the sister, Pokala Zikalagam, they removed the Zika that he has with the Ivama totally, like you see later on the Prophet Testament Al. Where do you see this? He says, Mild Bishamai in the Kanyakin Yagama. He says, the Mishnah there is talking about three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the third one to someone unrelated. And one that married to the sisters died, and the one that was married to the unrelated one does a mimer. And then the second brother dies. So Bishamai says, oh, his sister, his wife remains with him. In other words, the one that he did mimer is like his wife. And since mimer is kikunusa, so the second one is removed because of Achay Sishtai. The soul says no, he has to divorce his wife with a get, and to Esha Sochem Bechalitza, because mimer is not kikunusa, and therefore his wife is like a chalutzasa. On that, says Rabbi Lazar, this idea that mimer le Bishamai in the Kenyakin Yagama, that it's not a full-fledged kinyan that it should be totally kaina and let off if he wants to divorce her to get without chalitza. Ella, but litchas b'trabavad. It helps, in other words, that through the maimon that he made, it's not considered like it's achis zukukasai, and it's not going to make it forbidden to the one that he made a maimer because of the other one that died now that's our sister. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. On that, Amr Bavani says, we also learned this in the Mishnah of Chavav Merav regarding four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the ones who married to sisters, they die. So the halach is, now, what happens if, let's say, the Yavam went and they both married each one of their sisters? So they say, okay, they can remain married, which, the Gemara's Medaik, that the evidently like a tchiloi, only after the fact, yes, but not initially. Initially, it's forbidden to do yibim because each one is a chesed kukase. So Bavan proves from here. But if you were thinking to say the maimer is a bona fide kinyan, so why do you say by the two sisters that the chotel lemes yamis? Why is zayas maimer mikna? Let this one do maimer mikna, but zayas maimer mikna, this one could do maimer mikna, and that would make it that there's no more chesed kukase. So then each one would be able to do yibim. So therefore, he proves this idea that it's not a kinyan kinyan. Now, Tais concludes his question. He says, now, if you're going to say, like we said for Rabbi Yudim Zayr, that we did the Kiddushin in this prohibited state that does not remove the Zika and it remains a Chizuk Kasai, so then we have to wait until the brother does a Maisa. Says Tais, is my question. So what's the Gemara's question over there? In other words, what was Rabbi Babin's proof? I feel a Kanik in the Gemara, even if it was a Kanik in the Gemara, we say, you have to wait even by Kiddushin the Gaisa, for sure by Maimer, so what's his Raya? But says Tais, Lafima, the British Lel, based on what we said in the previous Taisus, that according to everyone holds the Zika, and Machlis Rebbe Mseir and Rabbanan is, if the Kedushin of Mafkif and the Zika, the Mishem Hachi Chosh Rebbe Mseir Yichda, and therefore Rebbe Mseir is considered Das Yachid, so also Shaper. According to what we said there, it would make sense. And that's because Rabbanan holds like Rabbanan, the whole Kedushin is Mafkif the Zika, and therefore, if Maimon would be Koin Lagami, you would not have to wait. Rebbe Mseir holds the Kedushin of Mafkif the Zika, therefore you have to wait. But again, Taisus previously had retracted from this, and explained Machlis Rebbe Mseir and Rabbanan is if there's Zika or not. And if that's the case, so according to Bisham, that holds your Zika, like Rubin and Seira, and therefore initially you have to do Chalitza and Yibum. So the question is, why is a Maimer that's forbidden? Kind of to reject the Tzara, obviously, because even if the Zika, but it, through the Kedushin, it would remove the Zika. So then why did Rubin and Seira over here that you have to wait until you do a Maisa? So says of Yishlam, what you could say is that the truth is that according to one who holds the Zika, the Kedush will not mefkid the Zika, and it remains forbidden. Now, therefore, the Rebbe says the Sabbath Yeshika, that holds Yeshika. So, in the Kedush mefkid the Zika, you're right, the Kedush not mefkid the Zika, and therefore you have to wait. Avad Reb Oven, that he said that if it would, mine would be kind of Kinyan Gama, then it would be Deichad Tzara, and it would not be Achazik Kukasa. That's because somebody holds Ein Zika. And therefore, so then why do we say Chaltzavah Mesyabas? But the only problem of doing Yibim is El Mishan Bittel Mitzvah because it's going to be Mitzvah Mitzvah Yibim. We're concerned that what's going to happen if the second brother is going to die. So therefore, we have to go ahead and do Chalitza. But not because that there's any Issa B'chayzik Kukasa. Therefore, yes, if it is a bona fide Kenyan, that's totally like his wife. Oh, so then Zayasi can go be this one should do a full kinyan mikayna. But Zayas my biyukna, this one no shows me do a mikayna. And then we consider as yibum. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe there was a first one going to do maim and the second one is going to die as he's going to melt mitzvah yavim. Because no, b'choyim lasses al deishlich mitzvahachas. They could do an agent at the same time where the like a bitl mitzvah yavim that is not maim bitl mitzvah yavim. So therefore, that's what's not difficult. But now Tais is coming to ask, this that we said that you don't have to. Be mighty them then. But this that it sounds like over here that you let it remain married. Now, the problem is the Perek Dalet Achim, where we say that with his four brothers, where two of them are married to two sisters, and the ones who married two sisters died. The Eisel El, where we brought previously the halacha that the two remaining brothers cannot do Yibum, Ketani Sefer, learned the Sefer, that called Mubukon, so let's say they did go ahead and they did do Yibum, then you'd see they have to remove them, even though now there's no Issah. Because since they violated this, you have to remove them. So why over here when we're saying when they got married to Achizu Kukasai, why don't they have to remove them even though they were even the Issa? So he says, Amari, the Shani Gabadal Achim, the case of the four brothers is different. The sisters would never come to a situation of being permitted because each one of them can never make the first move because it's always Achizu Kukasai. But where the sister of Yibam is going to come to be permitted? When the brother does something, he's going to even then the Achizu Kukasai is not going to be a problem. Because the other brother doesn't have this problem. So therefore they were not stringent to be mighty, and if you could stay married. And therefore we'd say, yeah, you could stay, just don't make a move until your brother makes a move. And if it's Rav, what's the problem? Why do you have why are you saying that's like Shmuel? The Tzais is bothered. Tell me, ask him, take a second. He says, if you can say the same paragraph makes so busy. In the at the end of the first paragraph, it's always based on base. Now, remember, the Gemara says, "How do you do the Shmuley?" The parach the idrab mind. The Gemara does not ask, and if it's Rav, then why? Why are we here? We jumping on this idea. So, such Bishlam, what you can say is because the Hachamashma here it sounds like the Rav Yehuda Mishmid the Rav. It does sound like Rav is the saying his teaching name of Rav because the Kaya Ravuna he's going on Ravuna. The Kamashmid the Rav he says name of Rav Shemezim to be Ima and sounds like he's saying no, like he disagrees. His tradition of Rav is not like that. And therefore, why do you have to say Shmuel? Well, and if it's Rav, what would be the problem? That's what the Gemara says, but in general, it wouldn't necessarily say that. You could have this case of Eshach Leber Lomai for Reb Shimon when there's only one brother. So then, obviously, then that Zika is going to be coming from the Eshach Leber Lomai. But in general, not even by, like we said, Neil B'Seb Yavim. But then so he says, based on this, Rem Taimer, this has to take a look. He says, if we can say Le'il Perikam, previously in the first paragraph of the Testament base, B'Shmai did Le'i become in the Sugib Le'i, but then he says, the Pluk Le'i come Ayri. No, in our Mishnah, in the beginning of Sefta, we didn't want to say Kesa Machlekes, or Parchim says, really, is that so? But for Amar, B'Shmai says, Cholikir B'Shim, and not B'Shim, B'Shim was disagreeing also in the same case, meaning even in the case of Ne'il B'Seif, Yavam, of Eshach Shleber Lamai. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but Rav Yishai was refuted, so don't ask me for Rav Yishai. But Tais is bothered, he says, why didn't the Gemara answer that? No, what do you mean? Even according to Rav Yishai, you could have Eshach Shleber Lamai. But we want brother, like our different maskal is going on. And what's with the Mishnah, for many cases, says, oh, but even so, you're not going to have Tzara, Tzara, and Tzara, 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 all that. So Tais says, no, that's not a problem. But lifted Tzara, but Tzara, Tzara, and Namishkach, you could even have that, even in Rav Yishai's version of Rav Shimon of Eshach Shleber Lamai. Based on what the Gemara says later on, the Majib Shem agrees with Zika Shnei Yabaman. When the Zika of two Yabaman, that if, let's say, the one who died has two brothers, and then a third brother, and then another brother is born, where that brother is going to be forbidden ishach shleibah lamai. Why? Because in such a case, the love kukunus adami, the zik is not going to make you like you're married. In other words, always remember Shimon, when there's a brother and another brother is born, that it's not going to be ishach shleibah lamai because zik is kiknusa, and then we say every nub zabiyam is like real like yibim zabnoilid. But when there's two brothers, then it's not kiknusa, then it is going to be forbidden. Then you could have tzarasa and tzarasa because of the other brothers. So why can't you say that even like Rabbi Ishia, the Mishnah is lab beplok to kamayi because it's even like Rabbi Shimon. So it says Rabbi Shimon, the Gezeres, no, the mistin the perik and usla perushe perik and kama. Our Mishnah of opening of our perik is coming to explain the first Mishnah in the first perik, because Ktani, what's the words of at the beginning of our, what's the title of our perik? It's Ketzad. What's the case of Eishah Al-Chab Shalei Ba'alam? It's coming to qualify that Mishnah. Now, the holds, the Rishon disagrees not only in this Mishnah, but also in the first Mishnah, meaning in the case of Nubis of Yom from the first Perek. So, the Perek come, obviously then, Rabbi Ishia understands that if we're saying Eishah Al-Chab Shalei Ba'alam from Nubis of Yom, because this Mishnah is qualifying that Mishnah, and it's telling us that that Rav Shimon disagrees also in that case, so then you are saying a machlekes. Rav Shimon, who does not agree to the, because our Mishnah is qualifying from the first parak, and saying Rav Shimon disagrees on that. So obviously that's why the Gemara did not answer, because yeah, according to Rav Shimon, it actually is the pluk of the Gemara, because Rav Shimon does not hold of that case, even though there is a case that they agree, but our Mishnah is showing that he's disagreeing in the first parak, and you see that there is a machlekes even in the first parak.